I just wanted to call attention to something that the previous speaker said that I found very triggering as well. I know a lot of trans people here, particularly trans women who now feel unsafe to use the term female body and disease, which is extremely sexist and inappropriate and dismisses the fact that trans women are extremely more likely to be the victims of rape and the survivors. And I think for us, as well, I wanted to call attention to the fact that my rapist works for Carlton Safety. That's last I heard, and now I no longer feel like I can go to Carlton campus at all. I have dropped out of school twice.
Shame.
I'm not ashamed of
not
that.
You.
I
understand,
I suppose. But, like, I'm not ashamed.
We believe you. We support you.
Yeah. And my rapist does not think, and he's a rapist, because he was one of those people who believes that you can assume consent. And he was my first relationship. And because of that, I had nothing healthy to compare it to. I thought that this was the standard. I thought that the way that I was being talked to and treated and touched every day was normal. And I didn't know until about a year out of the relationship that what happened was not okay and that there were people out there who would respect it when I said no or anything that could possibly mean no, and that that would be something that would be met without a huge list of questions as to why are you saying no? What is the problem? And sometimes it would come right after I talked about how I identified as asexual. And this person viewed himself, he was personally offended that I did not feel sexual attraction to him. And I felt like I had to lie about that in order to have any kind of social surroundings because of the way that I was cut off from my support system and my friends. And I felt like this person's the only person spending time with me, so they're the only person who cares about me. And I wish that I had the kind of friends that I have now to tell me, you know, you deserve better than that. You know, there are people who will say, that's valid, I will stop. And it's taken a lot of years to even admit that it was rape. It was probably about a year ago that I started to say that it was coerced, even though sometimes I was asleep. And it's really fucking shitty! Yeah. And there's so many of us who still can't even say what happened because we live in a society where there's so many people out there who think that that's not right. Who think that I have to fight, that I have to say, like, no, that it's not the same. It's the absence of yes that is no. It is always no. Maybe it is no. Make my victims feel safer in this world. that they've affected someone with their actions, who don't realize that they gave people PTSD, who don't realize the amount of flashbacks that we get, who don't know how much our therapy costs, who aren't paying for it like they should be. A lot of girls. Thank you.
Thank you.